Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty, politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, if you'd like to call us in at any time over the next hour, give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. You'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, interact with the page sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Can also go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Also, you can check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And again, friends, going back to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Trying not to get too far ahead of the game here, friends, I'm going to talk about where do your rights come from, and I'm going to read some of our founding documentation, starting with the Mayflower Compact, and then we'll jump over to the Declaration of Independence. And then you can answer the question, where do our rights come from? Interestingly enough, before we get to that, we'll also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a moment here. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, folks, if you were listening to the news break just a couple minutes ago, did you notice how now the transgenders are working their way into the military? In other words, the military needs to work around to assess the situation so the transgenders can fit into the military. Now, folks, we are now beyond transgressing. We are now beyond daring the justice of God. Friends, I've been telling you from the housetops, shouting it off, proclaiming it from the housetops for years, what this is about. You're dealing with the people that are not ruled by law, and now you're making way for transgender. But I also told you prior to that, friends, that you have over 5,000 members of the Department of Defense in America, in the Pentagon, over 5,000 members in the Defense Department in the Pentagon, friends, that were busted during an ICE investigation about 6-7 years back. Brian Bender broke the story from the Boston Globe that over 5,000 members of the Defense Department in the United States of America, friends, were busted downloading child pornography. And interestingly enough, the criminal attorney General Eric Holder at that particular time said that he didn't have enough resources to actually investigate. No, these are extorted men. They're controlled men. So if you want to know why your country is being given over to a foreign power, it's because the people that are ruling the roost are actually beginning to take off the mask and show you who they really are. But they need these men to control. That's why Barack Hussein Obama has appointed over 225 radical homosexuals and transvestites to governmental positions in your country, because they can be controlled. Now, and what am I saying there, Bradley? Well, if you look at what's behind the homosexual agenda, we can see clearly that we have the Sharia law advocates from other countries coming into America saying we want Sharia law, Sharia law. Keep in mind the homosexuals are being used to upend your sovereignty. Remember John Adams, the second president of the United States, said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. What's behind the use of the political abundance, those that are being used as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty? Well, right behind the radical homosexuals is nothing than a foreign government, and they want to implement something called Sharia law. Notice how the homosexuals are being encouraged to browbeat the Christians across this country. But notice when the radical Islamists come in and they mandate or they dictate, well, the homosexuals say nothing back because they know who rules the roost, and they also know who advocates their execution, both without and within the United States of America. So rewind just a little bit, friends. The more that you lay down and allow this to happen, now it's the transgenders, friends. We've also seen the polygamists come out. They said that they want to marry. We see overseas European law, friends. There's a woman that just married a bridge. I'm not kidding you. There's another woman that just married her dog. You want to know how weird this is going to get? Well, you just keep letting it roll out, America, because what's going to happen is going to get so far out there that you can't even think of the things that these people will come up. And why is that? Because they're reprobate. That's why God calls them crimes against nature. They're crimes against nature at every step, friends. Transgenders. The military is to assess transgender in the military. Who's allowing this? Folks, as I shared with you last week, this is not American law. This is illegal. Of course, this stands contradicts God's law at every step. And what do you suspect is going to be the fruit of contradicting God's moral law? You're beginning to see it. Now, Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said this. He said, sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institution they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Now you have over 300,000 pulpits standing down, helping things along, helping to advocate what God condemns through their silence or through their blatant advocation. How contrary to what and who our forefathers were and what it is that they established. As I said, we're going to talk about the second segment here. Where do your rights come from? Does the government have the right to arbitrarily govern the fashion that they are today? Absolutely not. But as long as the American people allow them to do it, they're going to always get away with whatever you let them get away with. Do they have a right to advocate what God condemns? Absolutely not. It's the first duty of the government to protect its people, to restrain men from sin, to restrain those from without, and to restrain those from within. That's the purpose of government. Nothing more, nothing less. They have their tentacles into everything. Folks, this is exactly what the Lord meant when he said, I rejoice over you to do you good, but if you don't listen to my covenant and keep my commandments, then I'm going to rejoice over you to do you evil. And it's exactly what we're seeing in this country today, friends. Exactly. Verbatim. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Here we are, America. How sick is this going to get? Well, we've already seen them attack our children, and the American people have done nothing for the most part. We've seen the education system attack our children, and we have done nothing about it. America, 318 million people are not going to stand back and accuse one individual of the crimes that 318 million people are allowing through apathy and tolerance. It's not going to fly that way. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Before I get over to where do your rights come from, America? Listeners across the globe in 53 countries. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do you fight to preserve our country? Written by 11-year-old little man. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, New Orleans, sodomites kidnap, torture, and sodomize little boys before murdering them. Listen carefully. New Orleans, sodomites kidnap, torture, and sodomize little boys before murdering them. Folks, if you have not taken the time to go to Conspiracy of Silence, do so. Conspiracy of Silence, you want to know how corrupt the system is? You want to know who the pedophiles are? You want to know why these things are being advocated and forced down the throats of the American people? Go ahead and look at those that you allow to represent you. Conspiracy of Silence, check it out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, latest victim of communist attacks of racism. Check that out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com again. Also wanted to let you know, media cut off from Jade Helm, 15 military exercises. Why? That's the question you need to be asking yourself, friends, is why? Media cut off from Jade Helm, 15 military exercises? That's interesting. Why is America cyber attacking itself, sonsoflibertymedia.com? 10 very strange things that just happened in the last few weeks. Another liberal professor calls for hate crime punishment against those flying the Confederate flag. Folks, enough is enough is enough. I hope that you're beginning to understand that you are dealing with a tyrannical representation to those people that are advocating for punishment against... Folks, all crime is motivated by hate. Do remember that. All crime is motivated by hate. So to say that it's a hate crime, to commit a crime, of course. You're motivated by hate to commit the crime in the first place. Another liberal professor calls for hate crime punishment against those flying the Confederate flag. Give me a break. Folks, it's time to take these people, impeach, indict them, and then, folks, send them out. Get them a one-way ticket to the choice, to the country of their choice, and let them go there. Let them stay there. Why MLK would have opposed sodomite marriage? Of course, folks, there's no such thing as sodomite marriage. There never will be. I don't care what the Supreme Court said through their unconstitutional, unlawful, and ungodly decision. It doesn't apply. It's null and void, America. Oh, they can apply it through force, but of course there's going to be war, and that's what they mean to advocate. And who are they making war against? The righteous of the land. Who's doing it? They're telling on themselves every day of the week as to who's doing it. So therefore, who's behind the radical homosexual agenda in the first place? Radical homosexuals! You think? You want to find out who means to rule over you? Find out what you can't speak out against. And folks, I'm telling you, I'm not asking the devil for permission to obey God. Just ain't doing it. Better to obey God than to obey men. You can see where this is going, friends. Honoring a fallen soldier and his canine. Friends, I just checked this out, this video. I promise you what you want to do is you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the article Honoring a Fallen Soldier and His Canine. When they landed at an airport, the response was overwhelming. Folks, you want to feel human? You want to feel grateful? Watch the video all by yourself. And when there's a watershed coming forth, you can stand up and thank God that there are those that are in this country that love God and man and country enough to actually sacrifice themselves for each and every one of us. John 15:13. We just posted this morning, honoring a fallen soldier and his canine. Look at the response of the people. And I praise God for every one of these guys. And it's timeless. This is the cross that the American people need to see. Because if the American people would pay attention to the cross, the price paid for their liberties, we wouldn't be where we're at today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. America, cast down your bucket. Kick out illegals. Folks, you need to pay attention to the crimes concerning these illegals. And it's being encouraged by a criminal in the White House. In America, you're allowing him to do so. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Force radical relativism down the throat of the modern state until it chokes. That's exactly what they're doing. This is an oppressive regime. They are doing what they're doing through force with the use of the state-controlled useful idiots. Yes, indeed. Trump, if Rubio ever gets elected, you would have people flowing across the border. You know, Trump is good in the center of this whole organized mess, isn't he? Because he's just shooting from the hip. Regardless if you love him or you hate him, he's speaking his heart and his mind. And it's great, some of the things, because he's disrupting their flow. And they don't like it. I like it. I think you should like it too. Because it's important that we get people in there that are not a part of the status quo. That are breaking up the flow with the truth. Because these people, the Rubios of the world, and the such, and the Bushies, and the Clintons, and the so on and the so forth, they mean to crush the truth. But I want to tell you something, all you truth crushers. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. Right on. Truth does not need to be propped up. God will use an ass, literally if he has to break up the flow. And that's exactly what he's doing. Regardless if it's me, or if it's Donald Trump, or someone else that is willing to speak forth the truth, regardless of the consequences. The truth is what is needed in the United States of America today. And the truth all by itself, it's like a lion, just let it go. Just let the truth go, it's like a lion, just let it go, it will take care of itself. And it always does. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Germany never intended for Greece to stay in the Euro. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The left needs the Nick's background check to fail. Folks, I don't want you to get caught up into the left and right paradigm. It's a bunch of garbage. We've talked about this 100 times. We have one constitution. One constitution. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, listeners, there wouldn't be a left. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. These power brokers are running roughshod over our basic freedoms. Folks, I don't care what corruption is doing. I care about what the righteous should be doing, because if the righteous were doing their job, we wouldn't be talking about the corrupt in the system. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Planned Parenthood is stalking your children. NATO missile system hacked remotely by foreign source. Liberals target the South because it always has been. Here you have it. Christian. Of course. That's what this is about. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here's a black professor. Folks, you should look at it. What a goon. And I'm not just saying this to slang or to throw names out there, friends, but when you look at some of these pictures, you identify them. You define them for me. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Black professor, white people cause menstruation. I mean, look at her. And the state-controlled media is giving these people credibility somehow. How that works, I don't know. Child abuse, Oregon now allowing 15-year-olds to undergo sex change surgeries without parental consent at your taxpayer expense. How's that going over with you, America? How's that going over? Folks, what I want to do is I want to jump over here because we were at the RNC a couple years back. And if it wasn't Mitch McConnell shipping cocaine, 90 pounds, busted with 90 pounds of cocaine on his family's boat, acting like the rock star at the RNC with a little entourage of bodyguards. Why, folks, why don't all these representatives and presidents and congressmen and senators, why do they need all this protection, armed guards protecting them against the people that they're supposed to serve? It's because they're not serving the people. But in saying that, we've seen Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She said religious liberty rights are for individuals, not just churches. Folks, I want to tell you something. When I seen Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she had the same entourage as Mitch McConnell did. And what was interesting, she had the armed guards, but there was an evil, wicked president. A presence about this woman. She was creepy, and I'm not against saying that, just to say that. There was a creepy, wicked presence about her. But listen to what she just said, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. No, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, religious liberty rights are for individuals, not just churches. We're going to come back, and folks, I want to ask you the question, where do your rights come from? America, 53 countries that are listening to the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, where do your rights come from? Do they come from the generosity of the state? Or do they come from the hand of God? America, America, I'm about to show you in just a couple minutes. Get you right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with nausea, constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I know noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.
A little right. A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Forget their traditions and their history. Well, we are there today. And no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born in the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Where do our rights come from? Well, we know that there's freedom nowhere in the world where the gospel has not been first preached. We know that is a fact, because to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, right? Let me take that to the natural. Woodrow Wilson, love him or hate him, said, liberty has never come from the government. Liberty has never come from the government. Liberty has never come from the government. Liberty has always come from the subjects of it. Now we can go to Arlington and see that to be true. The history of liberty is a history of resistance. Listen carefully. The history of liberty is a history of resistance. Woodrow Wilson. I hope we once again have reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberties contract. As government expands, liberty contracts. What's happening today? You're losing liberty because the government is expanding itself on your backs, on your dime. I'm talking about corruption, friends. Does the government have the right to do that? Folks, we've been down this road so many times. But it's important to keep it in the faces of the American people. You know, I just talked about how we have a brand new article on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. And The article is about, well, it's actually a video, but there's an article that goes with it, honoring a fallen soldier and his canine. That's how the government survives itself. Now, do you think they should be acting in a tyrannical manner due to the fact that it was our brothers and our sisters that died sacrificing themselves to give it? Or do you think they should be acting in a honorable position, magnifying the same laws, because they did swear the same oath to uphold, magnifying the laws of our Constitution against all crime? Do you think that's what politicians should be doing too? Living for what they died for? Absolutely. That's why, without fail, almost every radio show that I do, I talk about the cross, the price paid. I don't care if the video is 150 years old. I want people to see it, and I want people to keep it in front of their eyes. Paul said, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. He said that he had the cross evidently set before his eyes. He always wanted it there. I've heard preachers of men of old say, Lord, stamp my eyes with eternity on it. But they need to understand the cross. Understanding the preachers of old, the generals of God, the patriarchs. You know what they studied, the Puritan preachers, friends? They used to study the five wounds of Jesus Christ, and they wanted them in front of their face always so they could understand the purpose of what they lived for by the purpose of what one died for. Christ crucified is the pearl to the church. It's the power of God unto salvation. But in America, the state-controlled media does not want you to understand that it's your brothers and sisters and the hundreds of thousands that are filling up Arlington fighting unconstitutional wars. Because once you see that and you have it in front of your eyes, you're not going to tolerate them to do that anymore, speaking of the corrupt in government. This is why they don't want you seeing the bodies coming back. This is why I always talk about the cross of Christ. And when we begin to understand it, we don't want to lose that. As a matter of fact, going back to this article, sonsoflibertymedia.com, honoring a fallen soldier and his canine, I watched it, and then I watched it again. And I said, Lord, I want to be here all the time. Because someone died to give it to me. I want to live in the spirit of understanding what they died for. And once we do, and our heart attaches itself to that, guess what we do? We study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. Why? Because we don't want to be vessels of dishonor. We want to be vessels of honor. And I cannot stand, friends, I got to tell you, I cannot stand how people, oh, they'll stand up when we're in the parades on the 4th of July, Independence Day, stand up and give a round of applause to our veterans walking down the streets. And the producer of the show happens to be my 11-year-old son, who writes an article because he noticed it on the 4th of July. Do you fight to preserve what they died for? A little 11-year-old boy out of the mouth of babes and sucklings comes forth what? Perfected praise. But I said, Lord, after I watched this video honoring a fallen soldier and his canine, I want to be there all the time. And it takes work to stay there all the time. And yet Jesus is the one that said, listen, you got to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the word of God. I want the cross in front of my face all the time because I want to live unto him who died for me. 2 Corinthians 5:15, John 3:16. You know, going back to the Puritan preachers, you know that they used to study the five wounds of Jesus. They studied the wounds. What was that about? What was that washing of the water by thy word about? Sanctify me unto obedience. What was that blood about? Sanctified unto obedience under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Wow. And then walking in the light as he is in the light, having fellowship as one with another. And why is that? Being washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. I want to walk in the Spirit. I want to walk in the power of the Spirit. Well, if you don't understand the cross, you're never going to be there. You'll never be there in a million years. If it's a bloodless gospel, it's a powerless gospel. And that's why I talk about it every single time I'm on the radio. Bradley, I heard that. I heard that 1,000 times. Bradley, I heard that. Bradley, I've heard you every show, man. It's like the same thing over and over and over again. Yes, it is. Because somebody died today to give you the freedoms that you have, both in the natural and in the spiritual, eternally. And his name is Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary over 2,000 years ago for the sins of mankind, the propitiation of the sins of the world. And I want that to be made applicable unto me and my family and my ministry and to those that hear me every day. Because church to me isn't every Sunday. Independence to me isn't every 4th of July. It's every day of my life. Memorial Day is every day of my life. And I want the cross in front of my face. Because I want to live for what they died for. That's true honor. And I want to tell you something, especially you capitulators, you complainers, and those that excuse themselves out of duty, which you make a wide and broad way to hell, and rest assured you will stand before your judge on that day and say, Lord, I was too afraid, or I was too busy, I just didn't get around it. And the Lord's going to say, you know what? You're right. You were just too busy. You know, there's a special place in hell for people like that. I was going to make a point there, and I got another thought coming in here. Sam, can I get you to pull that down really quick? That quote right off the wall with Robert Kennedy on it. Can you pull that down for me without breaking it? Because this is what just popped up into my mind. Folks, this is live radio, and I'm giving it to you straight from the heart. But this is what just came up in the heart, and it's a quote by Aeschylus. And he said, the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who in times of great moral crisis maintain their neutrality. Dante. The hottest places in hell are reserved for those who in time of great moral crisis maintain their neutrality. Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. You can set it down. Thank you, honey. Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, there's something that somebody did about it, because if they didn't, you wouldn't have the freedoms that you have to do something about it right now. I want the cross in front of my face always. Because if I can realize that someone sacrificed to give me what I have today, it's not going to be a great thing for me to get up and do the same thing they did. And to get the same results they got. Where do your rights come from? Do they come from the generosity of the state, as John F. Kennedy said, or do they come from the hand of God? He said, think not that they come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state, but from the hand of God. When we go back to the documentation which preceded the Declaration of Independence, Tim Brown actually brought this up last week, senior editor for SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And I thought it was worthy enough to remind the American people of that documentation by reading it. It's really short. It's actually three paragraphs. In ye, it's Old English, in ye name of God, amen, whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of all of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by ye grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King, defender of ye faith, defender of ye faith, defender of faith, having undertaken for glory of God an advancement of ye Christian faith in honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant ye first colony in ye northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in ye presence of God and one of another covenant and combine ourselves together into a civil body politic. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll finish this documentation up called the Mayflower Compact right after this break. 1-866-233-0747. Last segment coming up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a Project of Liberty Council. Why we support them is because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Talking of the Mayflower Compact, which preceded the Declaration of Independence, which most people didn't know, completely smacks of the pulpit. I'll start it over. In ye name of God, amen, whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God, of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King, defender of ye faith, not assaulter or assailant of your faith, or destroyer of your faith. Having undertaken for ye glory of God, an advancement of ye Christian faith in honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant ye first colony in northern parts of Virginia, do by these present solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic, for you are better ordering and preservation, furtherance of ends aforesaid, and by virtue heard to an act, constitute and frame such just and equal laws. Who gave those laws? In the presence of God, for the glory of God, by the grace of God, in the name of God. Where do you suppose those rights came from, America? By the lawgiver. It says, just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time, as shall be thought most meet, convenient for ye general good of ye colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. You know, I heard yesterday, we were listening to some old Christian rock, And we just had these tapes, these cassettes, and we were listening to them. And this one guy, he had an awesome voice. Some of the things he would just kick out is like, yes! That was great the way he said it. He said, we have the spirit of fire, and we know the rules. Oh! Woo! Whoa! Is that right? Absolutely. We have a spirit of fire, and we know the rules. Why? We know the rules of the one that gave us the spirit of fire. We're ministers of the flames of fire. But when he said that, I said to my wife, I said, that is awesome. That is right on the smack. Great lyrics. Great lyrics. Going on. In witness whereof have hereunder subscribed our names at Cape Cod, ye 11th of November, in ye year of ye reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, Ireland, ye 18th in Scotland, ye 54th anno Domino 1620. Now keep in mind, he was the defender of the faith. So that government knew its purpose. And that government knew who it worked for. It was to defend the faith of the people that it served. Not to attack it the way that you see today. And what happens when you begin to see what you see today? You have to read the Declaration of Independence. And you have to throw off those that mean to throw off your government and implement a new one. You know, I mean, love him or hate him again, folks. Abraham Lincoln was right. We're not to throw off the Constitution. We're to throw off the men that mean to pervert the Constitution. That's where we're at today in America. And you know, folks, we win or we lose, I'm going to win no matter what. In the natural or the spiritual, maybe both. But the fact of the matter is, what I tell you now, if you leave them undone, they will condemn you for eternity. Because you had your opportunity. And we have an opportunity right now in America to prove our God. And this is what I say. This is what I do. It was John Knox, the great Scottish reformer, that said a man with God is always in the majority. He's exactly right. But I say in America, because I know that there's at least 100 righteous men. I'm still trying to find 4 in America. But in saying that, I agree with what John Wesley, the great English field preacher, said when he said, give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God. He said, and I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen. They alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven upon earth. And for all you weak-kneed jokers out there that try to find excuse as to why you don't do anything except complain about what's going on, you do need to understand the steps that great men of God take. First is impossible, then it is difficult, then it's done. And who are these men that understand that? Well, keep in mind, Hudson Taylor said, all God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they believed that God would be with them. And what is the history of Hudson Taylor, John Wesley, George Whitefield, John Alexander Dowie, Smith Wigglesworth, John G. Lake, A.A. Allen? Folks, I can go on and on and on and on. Charles Spurgeon, John Knox, again, John Wesley. What's the history of these men? God wrote a book of remembrance to those that feared them, Malachi 3. And here we are. Though they be dead, their gift still speaketh. Because it's the same spirit. And who is that spirit? The spirit of Christ. So can we do this? Absolutely, we can do this. But we have to put our feet upon the rock. And when our feet are upon the rock, keep in mind the gates of hell shall not prevail against that church. And we are that church in Jesus' name through his blood.
And as you mentioned, Bradley, there is no excuse to do nothing. There is absolutely no excuse. In fact, I recently saw a Facebook post of a woman who said, I don't want my grandchildren to ask me, so what were you doing when America fell apart? So if they look back and
I was complaining about it, like the conservatives that sit around and do nothing about it.
Yeah.
I mean, here we have the professed church in America advocating what God condemns. We have the conservatives that America's looking to for leadership, and they're debating with the enemy and making no reference to our founding laws.
Exactly.
So how do you win?
You win.
That's by knowing yourself.
That's exactly right. And making sure that you do something about the problems that you see. Not complain about it, not complain on Facebook, not talk to your coworker about it, but actually do something about it. Brethren, do something, do something, do something, as Charles Spurgeon said. And one of those ways you can do something is by helping to support what we're doing. We are getting this message out there. You say, well, I can't be on a national radio show. Well, no. But you can help us be able to maintain getting out there to the masses. We're talking all across the globe. Literally, we're internationally in 53 other countries, as well as the United States of America, doing events, doing tea parties, doing schools, doing churches. Wherever the Lord opens the door, we open it and walk right through, I should say. We walk right through the open door. But with your support, we can do even more. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join today. When you click on that button, it will show you the different levels of membership that you have to choose from. It's a smaller amount for some. Some people can do a larger amount. Whatever the Lord has blessed you with, say, Lord, you know, I want to get behind a ministry that I could feel good about that's speaking the truth. It's hard to find ministries that are willing to just say it as it is, black and white, no compromise, no politically correct thinking behind it. No, this is straight from the Word of God, the Bible, and the Constitution, and we're going for it. And we are going for it, and we need your help to do so. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and support what we're doing on a monthly basis. All your donations are tax deductible. I also want to say for those of you that perhaps say, well, gosh, I can't maybe do it every single month, but I'd sure like to donate when I can. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button in the upper left-hand corner that says Donations Gratefully Received and make a secure one-time donation. And I also want to point out, too, there are so many great products at our store. There is no excuse why you cannot. I mean, did God bless you with a hand? Great. Can you take that hand and pass out a gospel tract? Great. Can you take out the hand and pass out a Bradley's testimony booklet? Wonderful. Go to the store. You're going to find books, CDs, comic books, T-shirts, hats, stocking hats, so many good things.
With scripture on everything.
Oh, of course. And the meat and potatoes of everything that we do is the price paid for our freedom. Everything's got a different niche. There's a book on abortion. There's a book on Bradley's testimony. We take you into public high schools. We talk about our founding forefathers, the Constitution. All these different things are there. And perhaps, you know, we just highlighted our comic book in our last week's newsletter. And, you know, it's a great item. I just want to throw this out there. If you're dealing with a rebellious teenager, you know, a family who's struggling with a child or whatever, rather than you trying to preach to them all the time, I don't know why this is, but when it comes from a different source, it seems to work way better than when dad and mom are preaching at you. You know, hand them a comic book and say, hey, you know, I'd value your opinion on this guy.
Yeah, I think it matters if mom and dad are actually preaching with their walk and
exactly.
then their talk. And
yeah,
I
exactly.
think there's the problem right there.
Yeah, children are going to follow your example so much more than they're going to follow your advice. They're going to look at you and say, how did you live your life? Okay, and my pattern is going to be live my life after you and what you did. So if you're struggling with a teen, please do check it out. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. There's so many great things at our store today.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
We
the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.